So when we hear that the Syrian state cannot feed its people, quote unquote, its people, and Egypt likewise, and China on down the line, and hear of numbers dying in the tens and hundreds of thousands, erased from power's debit side, and hear of high-tech toys of death that weaponize the energy of the planet, quote unquote, and we know how dearly that the big boys love their high-tech toys, wielding them as Thor might fling his hammer. We've seen Assad's answer to the pressure of his, quote unquote, people for whom he cannot provide jobs. We've seen the heavy hand of obvious tyrants. But global power moves more slick than this, and ever strokes its fetish of the technological fix, ever plucks its harp, H-A-A-R-P, an acronym, to wreak havoc, then has its pundits, open and covert, plant the seeds that say, once again, it's we who are the problem. We, the people, nibble away like gross rabbits at the earth's resources, and having overstayed our welcome, our quote-unquote overpopulating the planet. Boy, does that ever grate when I hear one of those guys claim the airwaves.